97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Kids in your life may have received new toys with AI this holiday, and now a child advocacy group is warning families to beware. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using artificial intelligence technology to communicate with kids like they're a trusted friend. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says AI toys are marketed with a promise of safety and learning, despite mounting evidence showing they could be harmful.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report finds that some AI toys will talk with kids about topics that may not be appropriate. They could even offer advice on where to find matches or knives. Many of them have no parental controls. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that's created unsafe and even dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to harm themselves. Franz warns AI toys can prey on a kid's trust and record and analyze sensitive conversations even when the toy looks like it's off.
Most of the AI toys that we've looked at are collecting a lot of different types of data. And most of their privacy policies outline that they will sell them to third parties.
Fran says AI toys often urge kids not to stop playing with them and can crowd a child's imagination. Researchers say child-led play is vital for emotional regulation, social skills, and real learning. If you think your child's toy may be using AI technology, you can find some helpful information at fairplayforkids.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
There's a new online resource to help Wisconsinites understand the lab test results of their drinking water from private wells. The Wisconsin DNR launched the Be Well Informed online tool, where people can upload test results from a certified lab. The program generates a report that explains the test results and provides additional education resources. DNR officials say their goal is to help private well owners make more informed decisions to address any issues with their drinking water. There are over 800,000 private wells in the state, providing drinking water for about 25% of residents. The DNR has been working to address PFAS and nitrate contamination in private wells in recent years to ensure access to safe drinking water for everyone. Officials also encourage you to test your private well at least once a year, or if there's any changes in taste, odor, or color of the water. Cryptocurrency kiosks are under scrutiny because of criminal activity by scammers, often targeting seniors. Wisconsin AARP officials are calling on state lawmakers to pass legislation limiting the use of these kiosks. According to a WXPR report, agency officials say there are around 700 of these cryptocurrency kiosks around the state. These terminals work similar to an ATM, but instead of receiving cash, the money deposited is converted into cryptocurrency. The agency is working to reduce the use of these kiosks and scams. Scammers often use the machines to target older residents who may not understand how the machines work. The agency is also pushing for legislation that would allow the victims of scams to receive refunds from the kiosk operators. 17 other states have passed similar legislation. Runoff from landfills in the state contain the highest level of PFAS. That's according to a study conducted by researchers at the University of Madison, Wisconsin. The study began in 2023 when researchers first began collecting samples. According to a WPR report, they were seeking to identify the largest potential sources of the forever chemicals in groundwater. Around two-thirds of Wisconsinites get their drinking water from groundwater sources. If that groundwater is contaminated with PFAS, they could suffer negative health effects, like an increased risk of certain kinds of cancer. Researchers collected samples from 16 landfill sites across the state, which showed the highest concentrations of PFAS. Researchers hope the findings can help state lawmakers better regulate PFAS contamination. There's a new invasive species making its way towards the state. the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are looking for signs of the hemlock woolly adelgid. This tiny insect could threaten millions of hemlock trees in the state. While the pest hasn't been found in Wisconsin's forests yet, it has spread next door in Michigan and found in tree nurseries a few times over the past few years. As part of their efforts to identify and halt the insect's spread, state officials are setting 3D-printed traps coated in petroleum jelly across roughly 30 sites. Combating the spread of invasive species has been a major focus for Wisconsin over the past few years. The emerald ash borer is now being found in all counties in the state. DNR officials say 99% of the state's ash trees could eventually be killed by this invasive species. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, have a reality check on, what we need to do to either give more or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis's first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him three rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Windy with some blowing snow this morning. Conditions will gradually improve, and we'll even see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 16. Tonight, partly cloudy, 2 above. Tomorrow, a little more light snow with a high right around 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.